On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Stephen Cohen is here talking about civil rights. Civil rights is associated with the civil rights movement of the 60s and all that that involves, but it's different. It's more than that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And the 60s certainly represented some dramatic change for the civil rights movement. We had been going under the 1877 Civil Rights Act until President Johnson's Civil Rights Act of 1964 came around. But, yeah, it deals with more than simply racial discrimination or ethnic profiling. It deals with all of the amendments as penned by the Founding Fathers.
Is there a civil right that you see in your law practice that would surprise people?
People tend to raise their eyebrows when they look at the Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms. They don't consider that a civil right. I mean, liberals typically say, nobody should carry guns except the police or the military. And, the arch conservatives, otherwise thought of as rednecks, say, everybody should carry guns. But neither side is correct. This is a right that's been conferred by the United States Constitution. Whether you like guns or hate guns, it's a right that's there.
One of the things that you as a lawyer deal with, I would suspect, is how this affects police officers, both police officers out in the street, and the issue of the Fourth Amendment, the search warrants.
My constitutional practice does primarily see excessive use of force cases, Fourth Amendment search and seizure cases, and that dominates my civil rights calendar, no doubt about it, excessive use of force. We find that, remember, if a state actor violates your federal constitutional rights, then that finds expression under 42 U.S.C. 1983. People talk about 1983 cases all the time. And that says that, because the 14th Amendment causes the whole Constitution to apply to the state.
Will juries decide a police officer, a federal agent, or someone who is a representative of the government screwed up?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. And we do win the majority of cases. And that's not because we're the best lawyers in the world, although I'm sure my PR person would like us to say that about the firm. But we screen the bad cases out. If somebody comes and they were in the middle of committing a crime and they were struggling with the police officer, and they say, well, the police officer had the right to restrain me but not punch me. You know, we don't take cases that are close calls. We take cases that are crystal clear violations of the Constitution, because we don't want any precedents hanging out there that would tend to embolden the officers. Every time we lose a case, the police officer, they'll swagger off the stand, and they'll be emboldened by the no-cause verdict, and they'll just do it again and again and again.
Do you get cases where there's no question that the officers went to the wrong house or picked up the wrong person and the police did something to make it look as if they were still right?
Well, tell me if this qualifies. I've got the Oviedo case right now. This family, their home, city of Buffalo, they're watching TV. The door crashes in. The police use a battering ram. The family dog gets up to go to the door and see, challenge the intruders, these cops. The cops take out their shotgun. They shoot the dog dead in the presence of all the kids. They handcuff everybody. They throw the mother down the stairs and into a railing such that she's already had a surgery. And by the time they've handcuffed everyone, and they search everything, they see there's no drugs, there's no guns, there's no nothing, they look at their search warrants. Oh, sorry, wrong house. Well, then you would say the city of Buffalo should turn around and say, listen, we ought to compensate you, at least for the cost of scrubbing the blood of the dog out of the hardwood floor and shooting them in the presence of these little kids who have that imagery for the rest of their lives. But what does the city of Buffalo do? They say, well, it was an honest mistake. And jurors, you see them nodding like sheep sometimes. Well, it was an honest mistake. They were looking for a drug dealer who they believe lived next door. And it's very odd to see jurors come back and support those kinds of actions.
Here on You in the Law today, Attorney Stephen Cohen has been here, and we've been talking about civil rights. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.